Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah, something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call is the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right in. T-shirts on each other, your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a not in love. One last kiss and then you're a goner. Like you should need to stay a little longer. So calm and so cool, yeah, I try to be like it don't bother me.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Rio Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in last night's address to both houses of Congress praising what he says he's done so far.
6 weeks ago, I stood beneath the dome of this Capitol and proclaim the dawn of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
Democrats protesting by refusing to applaud at anything. One, Congressman Al Green from Texas, was actually escorted out of the chamber. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan delivering the Democratic response, saying, among other things,
we need a tax system that's fair for people who don't happen to make $1 billion.
The president launching a trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, Mexico, Canada, and China. They all retaliated, sending markets into a tailspin Tuesday. Futures all pointing higher this morning. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. March milk down 37 to 1817, April down 44 to 1765, May down 35 to 1781, June down 31 at 1745. Meanwhile, cheese markets on the day. Barrels were down 5.25 to 173. 40-pound blocks down 11.5 to 160.5. One trade a barrel, 11 trade a block. Cash butter down 9.5 to 225. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1.25 to 118. Two trades. Dry weigh steady at 51 and no trades on the day. In the livestock sector at the Mercantile Exchange, after a sharp drop at the beginning of the session, live and feeder cattle markets recovered all of their losses and closed mostly higher on a big bout of short covering late in the session due to the oversold conditions. And so a lot of technical buying then kicked in. April live cattle up 240 to 194.65. April feeder cattle up 45 cents to 272.50. Hog markets with triple digit losses due to the tariff situation, as China also imposing tariffs on U.S. pork. Mexico expected to do the same due to the U.S. tariffs. April lean hogs down $1.35 to $82.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day. Again, all of this is in reaction to the tariffs, not only from the United States, but then the retaliatory tariffs against the United States that led to a big risk-off type of trade in the grains. March corn down 4.25 to 436. New crop down 4.5 to 446.75. March beans down 14.25 to 984. New crop down 15.25 to 1003.5. March wheat down 13.5 to 518.5. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.94, April $3.97, May 4 even, new crop $3.87, cash beans $9.09, April $9.14, May $9.19, new crop $9.14. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn, $3.97 and a quarter. April, $4.07 and a quarter. May, $4.12 and a quarter. New crop, $3.97. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia. Cash corn, $4.09. April, $4.13. New crop, $3.98. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound. Cash corn, $3.91. New crop, $3.96. Cash beans, $9.14. New crop, $9.28. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.01, new crop $3.97, cash beans $9.09, new crop $9.13. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.09, April $4.20, May $4.22, new crop $4.07, cash beans at $9.39, April $9.51, May $9.53, new crop $9.45. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.87, April $3.91, new crop $3.89, cash beans $9.15, new crop $9.31. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 187 to 207, Holstein fed cattle 170 to 184, market cows 100 to 143, bulls 139 to 175, calves 400 to 1175, beef steers 250 to 445, Holstein steers 187 to 360. Sheep markets, market lambs 165 and down, light lambs 190 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 125 and down. Goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 160 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 190 to 210, finished beef heifers 190 to 211, finished dairy steers 130 to 183, market cows 100 to 126, market bulls 147 to 187. That is a check of markets. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turn around, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning in effect, expecting 4 to 8 inches of accumulation before the system is all done. Snow heavy at times overnight, lows in the upper 20s with a blustery north and northeast wind. Snow will continue into the first half of Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 28.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Two old people without a thing. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much, you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Your mind is made up, you won't even try. You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we won't want to see. But you take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same. If you could see what you mean to me, put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. You're gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. You say you don't even care. But I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we won't want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. That if you put yourself, and if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home button now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. She laid down the law, but daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the work day's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Paul Overstreet and Daddy's coming around here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin. Snow all over. We got a lot of wind as well. Temperatures in the 20s. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting drive here really throughout the day. Today we have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll talk with Brady Zuck with the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Beef Association. Had a chance to talk with Brady here a few weeks back during the Wisconsin Cattlemen's annual convention. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The former NCGA chief is looking ahead for U.S. agriculture and trade opportunities. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
While John Doggett may have retired as CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, the longtime policy analyst is still keeping a close eye on what's happening in U.S. agriculture. He talks about things to focus on moving forward.
I think taking advantage of the programs that are in front of us are very, very important. And so making sure that those funds and those programs have some continuity and people can depend on them, I think that's very, very important. Secondly, what are we going to do about trade? 96% of the world's population lives outside the shores of the U.S. And we've expanded trade, but we need to expand it a lot more. Lastly, what are we going to do about labor? And you can't go in many places in this country and not see help wanted signs. And so what are we going to do about processing those hogs and that cattle and chickens? What are we going to do about harvesting crops? What are we going to do about milking cows? Those are all questions that are being raised, and we're going to have to deal with them, and we're going to have to deal with them with a long-term objective in mind.
Doggett says not advancing climate-smart agriculture as far as some of our trading partners could soon become an impediment to increasing trade opportunities.
That's the kind of thing you hear from developed countries, but the undeveloped countries, the countries that are not nearly as far along, that isn't a question they're asking, but I think that they could be asking that soon, and I think maybe they are going to be working on their climate smart programs as well. There's going to be some opportunities here to expand markets, to have different revenue streams coming into that farm or ranch that will help us be more viable, and I think that's really, really important.
Farmers can find out where they're at in terms of climate smart agriculture by making a stop at their local USDA service center.
I would say go into your local USDA office and find out what's available at that office, what kind of technical expertise is there, what kind of programs are they looking at. Talk to your land-grant university. There's a lot of really great research being done at land-grant universities now on climate smart ag. And there's just a wealth of information and data and things that people can take and use.
Former NCGA CEO John Doggett. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning in effect. Expecting 4 to 8 inches of accumulation before the system is all done. Snow heavy at times overnight. Lows in the upper 20s with a blustery north and northeast wind. Snow will continue into the first half of Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 28.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least 3 times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Hal Ketchum, Small Town Saturday Night, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Winter storm warnings continuing across the region this morning. And, yep, a lot of snow, a lot of wind as well. Please drive with extra caution. And we'll have more with our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. While the American Soybean Association is concerned about the new tariffs that have gone into effect, in a recently released statement, the American Soybean Association said farmers are frustrated. Tariffs are not something to be taken lightly and have fun with, quote unquote. Not only do they hurt our family businesses, but they also rock a core tenet on which our trading relationships are built, and that's reliability. Being able to reliably supply a quality product to them consistently. That from Caleb Raglan, the American Soybean Association president and soybean farmer from Kentucky. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, engineering high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. As the calendar flipped to March, the USDA has finalized spring crop insurance prices for the 2025 growing season. With corn set at $4.70 per bushel and beans at $10.54, farmers now have a benchmark for their risk management strategies. I'll have more details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com.
Last week, the USDA released its final crop insurance pricing for 2025, setting the revenue projection levels that many farmers rely on. This year, the spring projected price for corn is $4.70 per bushel. That's up 4 cents from last year, while the soybean price was significantly lower at $10.54 per bushel. That's down a dollar and a penny from 2024. These projected prices are determined by averaging the daily closing prices of December corn and November soybean futures through the month of February. The system is designed so the insurance coverage reflects real market conditions at the time farmers are making planting decisions. These prices will serve as the foundation for revenue protection policies, helping producers secure a minimum level of income in the case of falling prices or yield losses. Most row crop farmers opt for revenue protection insurance, selecting coverage levels between 70 and 85%. With corn insurance prices mostly steady to last year, protection levels for corn will remain similar to last year as well. But with beans down more than a dollar from 2024, farmers will bear a greater share of potential losses if prices decline further. For example, with an 80% coverage policy, indemnities would kick in if corn prices dropped below $3.76 per bushel. For soybeans, however, that trigger price is $8.44. But with soybean production costs averaging $625 per acre and break-even prices projected at around $11.90 per bushel, farmers will need strong yields or a price rally to turn a profit. Beyond insurance coverage, farmers should also consider additional risk management strategies. Historical trends suggest that futures prices often rally in the late spring and summer months as weather concerns gear up. University of Illinois analysts suggest keeping an eye on seasonal highs and using option strategies to lock in price floors. Every farmer should take a look at the tools available and determine the best way to manage their risks for the year ahead. I'll have more when we come back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
With spring planting getting closer across the country, farmers are planning out their risk management strategies for the year ahead. With the spring price released for crop insurance programs and increased costs likely throughout the growing season, it's the perfect time to protect whatever margin you can on your operation. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss. Clothing designed to be tools you can wear. Learn more at Strauss.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting on a bench at Westtown Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me, "You waiting on a woman?" I nodded yeah and said, "How about you?" He said, "Son, since 1952 I've been waiting on a woman." When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8. And she came down the stairs at 8:30. She said, "I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Yeah, she'll take her time, but I don't mind waiting on a woman." He said the wedding took a year to plan. Talk about an anxious man. I was nervous waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, "I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it waiting on a woman." And I don't guess we've been anywhere. She hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your
might as well go on and get used to. She'll take her time, 'cause you don't mind waiting on a woman. Show the man's always the first to go, and that makes sense, 'cause I know she won't be ready. So when it finally comes my time and I get to the other side, I'll find myself a bench if they've got any. I hope she takes her time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on. Take your time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman.
Strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. 'Cause it was no fun there under your thumb, and now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. How I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree.
So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took and done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took and done to me?
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line, winding up somewhere one step ahead or behind. It ain't been so easy, but I guess I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand the chances you're taking loving a free living man? Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins.
President Donald Trump's tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports went live at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. The 25% tariffs on imports from America's neighbors were joined by an additional 10% duty on Chinese goods, bringing that total to 20%. Reuters says the tariff action launched a new conflict with the top three U.S. trading partners and may interrupt more than $2 trillion in two-way trade. China immediately responded, implementing additional 10 to 15% tariffs on certain U.S. imports and a series of new export restrictions for designated U.S. companies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Ottawa would respond with immediate 25% tariffs on $21 billion worth of U.S. imports and another $86.2 billion if the tariffs are still in place in 21 days. Tariffs will interrupt a very successful trading relationship, said Trudeau, adding they violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement that was signed during Trump's first term. Many U.S. agriculture groups reacted to the president's decision to implement those tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Rob LaRue, president of National Farmers Union, says tariffs will have serious consequences for American agriculture. We're already facing significant economic uncertainty, and this only adds to the strain, LaRue said. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the American Fertilizer Institute, points out that 85% of America's potash comes from Canada. It's an irreplaceable component of modern agricultural production, Rosenbusch said. National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr. said farmers are already facing a troubling economic landscape due to rising input costs and declining corn prices. And we asked the president to quickly negotiate agreements with Mexico, Canada, and China that would benefit America's farmers and address issues important to the U.S., Hartman added. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said tariffs and retaliatory responses will take a role on rural America. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke at Commodity Classic and then announced USDA's plan to distribute the economic and disaster aid passed by Congress last year. The Ag Secretary said the agency completed the necessary reviews and released funds for environmental quality incentive programs, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. Rollins announced a new economic assistance program called the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. She said Congress gave USDA 90 days to start distributing the first $10 billion in assistance, and they are on track to begin applications on or before March 20th. She said that we are simultaneously working on the rapid implementation of the $20 billion in disaster assistance due to weather conditions that were outside of farmers' control. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevemer testified during the State of the Livestock Industry hearing before the House Agriculture Committee's Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry. Stevemer has emphasized the need for a federal solution for the problems caused by one state's regulation threatening all of American agriculture, California's Proposition 12. She said it reaches far beyond California's borders to include farmers in other states and even in other countries, she said during testimony. The outcome of Prop 12 defies common sense and creates a patchwork of differing state regulations if Congress doesn't act. National Pork President also said America's 60,000-plus pork producers appreciate House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson addressing Prop 12 in his Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024. The House Ag Committee passed its bipartisan farm bill last year, which included 100% of pork producers' priorities, and National Pork wants it introduced and passed again this year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning in effect, expecting 4 to 8 inches of accumulation before the system is all done. Snow heavy at times overnight, lows in the upper 20s with a blustery north and northeast wind. Snow will continue into the first half of Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 28.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. On a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
At me and he smiles real sweet, but he don't matter to me, 'cause I'm thinking about you. Every little dream I dream about you, every little thought I think about you. It drives me crazy when you go away. I ought to keep you locked up at home. And like a bomb, I also want to break you. I love you so much, I hate you. Every little thing reminds me of you. Funny when you leave me here all alone. My tongue gets tired when I try to talk. My knees get weak when I stop to walk. Somebody might as well stay home and keep thinking about you. The young and restless on my TV set, it's just like us when we first met. And when they start to kiss and got to thinking about you. Every little thing reminds me of you. Honey, when you leave me here all alone.
entertainment you want.
The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and Republican